Do you have any of those little red vegetables?
Yes, ma'am. Like tomatoes and pimento peppers, not tomato, pimentos and tomatoes and, oh, let me see now, what is that, that vegetable that, that I like, that you fry?
Eggplant.
Eggplant, yeah, that's one of my favorite vegetables. Yeah, I said it.
Okay. All right. What about the animals that you had around here when you were growing up?
Do you mean useful animals, animals that we worked, or pets, or what?
Just all of them.
Oh, all of them. We won't get it all on that tape. Oh,
that's okay. We'll get it on another one.
My favorite was a bird dog. His name was Jack. And when I was a boy, even though I didn't have my gun, we'd go hunting, and this dog would point birds.
Yes, sir.
And it almost broke my heart. We waked up one morning, and the dog was not, you know, acting as he usually acts.
Mm-hmm.
And he went off and stayed a few hours, and he came back, and he was... frost on his mouth.
Yes, sir.
And wild look in his eyes. And my dad had to kill him.
All right. What about...
Well, we buried him, and of course, he'd like to kill all of us kids, but...
Yes, sir.
It just had one of those things, you know, this had to be done. Then we had the cows and mules and horses. And we, of course, would plow the mule. And my favorite was Judy. She was a long-legged red mule, and if you'd be kind and speak with kind words to her, and she'd gentle and go along. If not, why, if you yelled at her in the morning, she didn't let you forget it all day. She'd just ply you to death. Then we had a bunch of cows, and a little boy, back in those days, I learned to milk when I was 6 years old. I had a couple of cows that I milked. And in the wintertime, when we'd gather the corn, we'd turn these cows out. And I had a little old bull yelling. And when I'd go find the cows in the afternoon, I'd catch that little bull yelling and ride him back in home. And one day he decided he'd had enough of that foolishness. And so after I got on his back, he started running. And there was a limb hanging from a pine tree down rather low. And he went under that limb and almost took my head off.
Did you ever ride him again?
Yes, ma'am, I didn't quit.
Have a special name for the shelter, special shelter where you kept the cows?
We called it the barn. And of course then we had the cow shed off from the barn. We didn't have in those days anything called corrals, and we didn't call the pens for the pig styes. We called them pens, pig pen, hog pen.
All right. What about, did you have any horses?
Yes, ma'am. We had horses at different times, but for the most part, we used mules for the plowing.
Okay.
We used the horses for the buggy.
Okay. Now, where did you keep the horses?
Kept them right in the barn with the mule.
All right. What about, besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside?
Yes, ma'am. That's called at the lot. Just out in the cow lot, we'd feed them outside and milk them out in the cow lot.
All right. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Well, some people, where they had spring houses available, would keep them in the spring house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just put them right down in that cold water that was coming out and keep them cool. Now, we did not have a spring. And to keep our milk cool, we'd put it in a can,